You're gonna love this place.
Ah, Mrs. Pickles, welcome to Golden Apple Daycare, where our motto is, an apple a day keeps the children at bay. And this must be Thomas.
Tommy, actually.
Allow me to introduce you to our guidance specialists. I'm Sandra. I'll be Tommy's playtime counselor. I carefully monitor psychological development and social adjustment.
I'm Jonathan. I'll be Tommy's nutritional coordinator. I serve only organically grown, fat and cholesterol-free macrobiotic foodstuffs.
I'm Bob. I change the diapers.
It's nice to meet you all. Your facilities are so secure.
Why, thank you, Mrs. Pickles. You know, there's never been an escape from Golden Apple Daycare.
Well, I guess that's it then. I'll see you at 5 o'clock, sweetie.
Oh, Tommy Wommy, don't cry. Oh, Tommy, a Bolly Wally. You can play with this.
One Sandra Niner, toilet incident in Sector 5, do you copy, over?
One Jonathan 6, this is One Sandra Niner, and proceeding to little girl's room, over.
Psst. Over here, you talking to me?
Shh, you don't want them screws to hear, do you?
Screws?
You know, grown-ups.
Oh,
you know around here, ain't you? Everybody around here calls me wise guy on account of I know everything what's going on.
Hi, wise guy. My name's Tommy Pickles.
Sure. Listen, if you're gonna make it in this place, you gotta know what's what.
What?
Right. You see that kid over there? That's Big Justin. He's kind of the boss around here on account of he's the biggest. You see that girl over there? They call her the builder on account of she's always playing with blocks. And look over there. They call him Doughboy. He can make anything out of Play-Doh.
What's wrong with that kid?
Oh, don't worry about him. He's faking it.
Faking it?
Yep, that's Crybaby. He can make himself cry even when nothing's bothering him.
Hey, who's the new kid?
Oh, hi, Justin. This here is the Tommy Pickles.
Nice ball, kid. Give it to me.
No!
What'd you say, kid?
It's my ball. You can't have it.
Look. You're new around here, and maybe nobody told you. I'm Big Justin, and I run this place. Now, give me the ball.
No.
I said, give it to me.
I bet your cookie Justin gets the ball.
You're on.
Diagnosis?
Destructive overreaction syndrome. Procedure?
Positive reinforcement denial? Withdrawal of snack gratification?
First change of diapers?
No. Time out.
They're gonna give him the pen!
I still say a nice change of diapers might cheer the little fella up.
How long?
5 minutes.
5 minutes? Don't you think that's a bit harsh?
Do it.
5 minutes.
Those screws just keep getting meaner and meaner.
No, Tommy. Noise making is not part of time out. Tommy Wommy, I think we're feeling a whole lot better now, aren't we?
Boy, 5 minutes. I seen guys crack after two. I gotta admit, Pickles, you're a lot tougher than I'd have guessed. They had snack time while you was in the pen. I saved this for you.
Thanks, wise guy.
It's one of them health food cookies. It's the only thing they give us here.
Listen, I did some thinking while I was in the pen.
Yeah?
We're listening.
I got an idea we could bust out of here.
What's the matter?
Well, a lot of guys have tried it, and
he had a buddy who tried to break out.
I can tell it. He tried to climb out the window. They caught him before he even reached the bars.
What did they do to him?
First, they put him in the pen, just to soften him up. Then, they made him put away all the toys in the playroom by himself. Then, they called his mom.
They transferred him to Happy Valley Daycare. We never saw him again.
Well, my plan's different. We're not going to get caught, and we're not going to get transferred neither. We're just going to get out.
I don't know.
Look, I can't promise you much, but if we get out of here, there's a few things I can promise you. No more naps. No more healthy cookies. No more screws. And best of all, no more time out.
No more time out.
But I just need to know one thing. Are you with me?
And here's a spinach puree for you, and here's one for you.
New Kid wants to meet behind the swings at playtime. Pass it on.
Meet behind the swings. Pass it on.
Behind the swings. Pass it on.
First thing we gotta do is get the screw's attention. Crybaby, that's where you come in.
Don't worry about me, Tommy. Tears is my business.
Good. Next, we're gonna need to make something big and tall. Builder, that's what we need from you. You think you could do it?
No problem, Tommy.
Next, we gotta open the lock. Toolboy, can you make a key out of Play-Doh?
Double boulder single.
Huh?
Never mind, I can do it.
Okay, here's the plan.
Young Tommy Pickles is quite popular for a first year.
Yes, perhaps too popular.
I sure hope your plan works, Pickles. Happy Valley's a tough joint.
Don't worry, it'll work.
What are you gonna do when you get out, Pickles?
Me? I'm looking forward to sleeping in my own crib. How about you, wise guy?
I got a bottle back home with my name on it.
Yeah, there's a girl back home waiting for me. I call her Mom.
Yeah.
One Sandra Nana, we have a crying situation.
Repeat, we have a crying situation. Over.
Is it Morgan again? Over.
Yes, it is, and you'd better get over here fast. We've got a full-fledged tantrum situation.
Bring Bob, too. Over.
Roger, I'm on my way.
If I stand on his shoulders, I could just about reach it.
Hello, sweetie. Did you have a lovely day? Mommy missed you so much.
guess he made it. But what about the rest of us? He said we'd all get out. I trusted that baby.
Justin, sweetie!
Mommy!
I knew Tommy'd keep his word.
Hello. Oh, look, Tommy. A butterfly.
The phone is not a plaything. Pickles residence. Oh, hello, Cynthia. Yes, yes, I remember. First thing in the morning. Bye. Hear that, little man? You're going to go see Dr. Schachter tomorrow, and he's going to give you a nice booster shot.
Hey, you guys, guess what?
What?
I'm going to the doctor tomorrow, and I'm going to get a booster shot.
A booster shot? What's that?
Something to turn you into a rooster?
No, it's not.
Yeah, maybe it'll grow feathers on their beak.
No, it's...
And lay eggs.
No.
And crow.
No.
Not booster shot.
Booster shot.
Booster shot? What's that?
The most terriblest thing that'll ever happen to you.
What is it, Chucky?
It's not a very pretty story. But here goes. First, they put you in this little room and make you sit on a freezing cold ironing board. Then, the doctor comes in, pretending he's real nice, like he's your bestest pal.
Hello, Chucky. Have you been a good boy lately? Don't you remember me? I'm your friend, Dr. Lecter. And I know just what you need.
Then, all of a sudden, he changes. He goes from being a nice old guy who smells funny to a crazy old guy who smells funny, and he's got the shot!
And then
what,
Chucky?
And then they hold you down and they give you the shot and you cry and then the doctor says, there now, that wasn't so bad, was it? But it is bad, Tommy. Real bad.
Well, nice knowing you, Tommy.
Yeah, you've been a good friend and we're gonna miss you.
There's nothing you can do about it, Tommy. Once the grown-ups decide to give you the shot, it's all over.
Well, it's not happening to me. They can take away all my toys. They can wash my hair every night. But no matter what they do, no matter what they say, I'm not going to that doctor. I'm not going to get that shot. Never, 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 never!
Here we are. See, Tommy, it's not so bad. You'll love Dr. Schachter. He's very nice.
Good morning, Mrs. Pickles. Dr. Schachter is expecting you. Why don't you have a seat and I'll call you when he's ready.
Here you go, Tommykins. And look, here's a little friend to play with you. Oh, isn't that cute? It's almost like they're actually playing with each other rather than next to each other.
Yes, but according to Lipschitz, there won't be any real binary interaction for several months yet.
Oh, have you read Lipschitz?
It's my Bible.
Excuse me, Mrs. Pickles. I need you to sign this form.
Certainly.
Hi, my name's Tommy. What's yours?
Hector.
What do you have for Hector?
I don't know. Something about a rooster shot.
Oh, no. We're both in a lot of trouble.
Why?
Because it's not a rooster shot. It's a booster shot.
What's that?
I knew it.
grown-ups are always doing stuff like this. Why can't they just leave us alone?
Come on, Hector. There's only one thing to do. We gotta get out of here before the doctor shows up.
How long are we gonna be gone?
I don't know. Maybe forever.
Well, okay. But if we're gonna be running away forever, we gotta take our bottles.
Good thinking.
Angelica.
Hello, Aunt Dee Dee.
Hello, sweetheart.
Who's she? Your worst nightmare.
What are you two doing here?
Oh, Angelica's just here for a checkup.
What a coincidence. That's what Tommy's here for, too.
And to get his booster.
Angel? Why don't you go play with Tommy and his little friend while Daddy talks with Aunt Dee Dee?
Okay, Daddy. Hi, Tommy. What are you babies doing anyway?
Nothing.
You don't look like you was doing nothing. You look like you was doing something.
No, really. Hector and me was just, cleaning up the play area, were we, Hector?
Yeah.
In the middle of the grown-up sitting place? I don't think so. Come on, Tommy. Tell your cousin Angelica all about it.
I don't like her, Tommy. She's got mean eyes.
Well,
come on, Tommy.
There's nothing to tell. We were just cleaning up.
All I ever wanted was to be your friend, Tommy. Someone to talk to when no one else was around. Someone to tell stories to and sleep over at each other's house. We'll never be best friends, will we, Tommy? No matter what I do, no matter how hard I try.
Okay. Hector and me are running away so we don't have to get the shot.
Oh, didn't want to get a shot, huh? What were you going to do? Escape and join the circus?
It's not funny, Angelica. Chucky got a shot and it scared the poop out of him.
Scared? You gotta be kidding. Only babies are scared of shots.
Yeah, well, we're babies and we're scared. Come on, Hector.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not going anywhere.
But Angelica, you promised you wouldn't tell.
I didn't promise nothing. Aunt Dee Dee!
Come on, Hector. Let's get out of here.
Is to stick to CDs and money markets.
Aunt Dee Dee, Aunt Dee Dee!
Now, Pumpkin, Daddy and Aunt Dee Dee are talking.
I know, but...
When grown-ups are talking, little girls and little boys are supposed to wait quietly.
I know, but...
Then when the grown-ups say it's okay for you to talk, then you can say whatever you want.
I know, but...
Now, calmly, what is it that you wanted to tell Aunt Dee Dee?
The little kids has got it away!
Oh, no!
You know, honey, these are the kinds of things you should really tell the grown-ups right away.
Cynthia, have you seen our kids?
No, Mrs. Pickles. They were here just a second ago.
Well, they're gone!
Baby alert! Baby alert! Joe Tucker's missing in pediatrics!
They're not in the hallway.
Not in the exam rooms either.
Seal off the south wing! Close all stairwells! And whatever you do, make sure they don't get into the pathology lab!
Those babies couldn't have gotten far.
Now what, Tommy? They got us trapped.
There! End of the line, short stuff.
Trouble now! Here they are! Here they are! Here they are!
Tommy. You certainly made a mess of things. I hope Dr. Schachter isn't too upset.
Tommy! Long time no see! Oh, you sure have gotten big in the last couple of months, kiddo.
23.5 inches, Doctor.
Whoa, Michael Jordan, watch out! Tommy Pickles is right behind you. Oh, what's the matter, Tommy? Don't you remember me? Your old pal, Dr. S. Aha! I know what you need. A nice lollipop! That's my boy. There you go, Tommy. Now, what kind of bandage do you want? Good choice.
See, Tommy, that wasn't so bad, was it? Looks like your little friend had an easy time with the doctor, too.
Don't cry, sweetie. It was just a shot.
I know. I just want my mommy.
Is she going to be okay, Doctor? I hope that shot didn't hurt her. Now, don't worry, Mr. Pickles. She'll be completely fine. It's just that some kids can take them, and some kids can't.